version.
This is it. Last day.
Gold standard.
Yep. Silver, platinum. Got them all covered.
Crank it up.
So let's get back to the issues of the day. The news from everywhere. Everybody ready? Roberta, Jennifer, Kenny. It's winter. Days have gotten longer. You noticed?
What?
In the last week.
Yes.
Haven't you noticed? 7 minutes more daylight. Pretty exciting stuff. All right, let's see here. Do you want to do the FAA drone story, Jennifer?
Okay.
Well, I don't mean you have to do it. I just... Thinking,
is that my choice? Do I have another choice, or is
well,
that the
you can do that. Why don't you pick something that you think is interesting? I'm going to grind.
Oh, I sent you one.
I know
I
you
sent
did.
You a great story about new laws that are coming into effect
yep.
tomorrow that you must know about.
All right, so we're going to get to that. The new laws taking effect. Before we get to that, though, the Federal Aviation Administration has announced that 6 states will develop test sites for drones. Alaska, Nevada, New York, North Dakota, Texas, and Virginia will host, in quotation marks, the research sites. Base their choices on geography, climate, location of ground infrastructure, research needs, airspace use, aviation experience, and risk. These sites will give us valuable information about how best to ensure the safe introduction of this advanced technology to our nation's skies. And again, remember, this is always in our mind. We're thinking about the drones that are used over in the theater of war.
Mm-hmm.
Those are fairly big.
Not the spying drones.
Well, yeah, no, they are spying drones.
Mm-hmm. But no, the ones that are going to fly over here are going
right.
to be smaller.
But then,
those little
well,
guys.
Who's to say they couldn't use Amazon, couldn't be hired out by the government or somebody else to spy on you? They're going to drop packages, but there is every possibility they could use that technology to spy on you. Yes.
That Amazon thing is never going to happen.
Never.
No, no
never.
Chance.
It convinced its publicity. It was a
never.
Publicity
you think it was good publicity?
Yeah, and there's you can already see all over Facebook people posting pictures about how it's going to be a new game. You shoot it down, you win a prize.
All right. Speaking of the game or whatever it is, the things that are on Facebook, we're having a lot of fun with the latest pictures of Georgette, who was the wife of the fellow that ran my farm for 14 years. He died a year ago in July. She stayed around for a year and a half to help pick up the pieces after he died, and she just decided it was time for her to move, and I encouraged her because I think it is the best thing for her to leave what happened and her experiences here with her husband behind and move in the new year to a new location. So she's traveling across the country, and you can travel with her. The posting at facebook.com/goodday show, Twitter @goodday. Well, we're posting it both Facebook and on the Good Day website. Latest pictures of Georgette's cross-country trip with the 4 cows in the trailer and all the other things that go along with it. I think the pictures today, Kenny and I were talking earlier about how cool they are. So what are you getting for reaction from people at facebook.com/goodday show about Georgette's trip?
Most people are just clicking that they like it. We added new pictures today as she made it to, I think, to Little Rock last night.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see her going across the bridge under the sign that says "Welcome to Arkansas."
Yeah,
and several of the pictures of her with some of the cows. I don't think you get to see all 4 of them in any one shot.
No.
Which is probably hard to do.
It's fun unless they take them out for their afternoon yeah. walk. Yeah, there have actually been a lot of curious people at the truck stops. They're trying to stop at truck stops around the country across the country as they go. And I figured if I'm leaving here today, I may just catch up with them by the time they get to Los Angeles.
You'll be on their tail.
Right. But they're making 400 miles a day, 450.
Which isn't bad.
No, it's actually pretty good. They're trying to drive 12 or 14 hours a day. So it's very, very, it's very cool. So I'm happy to be sort of the sponsor of this. And you can check out the pictures and give us your comments at DougStephan.com. That'd be wonderful. Meanwhile, Jennifer has some hot news. All right, Jen, the floor is yours. We're all ears.
Well, I just want everybody to be safe and protected tomorrow because, you know, a new year means new laws, Dougie.
Yes, a lot of new laws.
A lot of new laws. And, for instance, if you're a pale 17-year-old, you know, got that little winter dusky thing that happens to your skin in Illinois, get your indoor tanning sessions down because starting Wednesday, they're strictly forbidden. Anyone under 18 cannot.
No more tans?
Yeah. No more tans. If you're under 18, you cannot use a tanning salon in Illinois. It's the sixth state to keep teens out of those types of facilities, which is probably not a bad idea anyway, because it's not great for your skin, even though it looks really nice.
Yeah, no.
All right, in Arkansas, voters must now show a photo ID at polling places. I love that law. While Virginia voters for the first time will be able to register to vote online. In Colorado, 16-year-olds will be able to pre-register to vote, which is exciting, but you still must wait until you're 18 to actually cast your first ballot. In California, students must be allowed to play school sports, only in California, by the way, and use school bathrooms consistent with their gender identity, regardless of their birth identity. So, hey, you feel like a boy? Go ahead and use the boys' room, even if you're a girl. Whatever you want. In Oregon, new mothers will now be able to take their placentas home from the hospital. Some experts say ingesting it has positive health benefits. Another new state law in Oregon bans smoking in motor vehicles when children are present.
Great.
You like any of these so far?
I like that one.
I like the placenta one.
Did you ingest yours? Because I've heard that people, like, dry it and put it into pill form and then swallow it.
It looked like liver. I was thinking you could saute it with, like, onions and stuff, you know?
Roberta.
Fava beans and a nice candy.
Oh. Exactly.
You guys.
Let's go. Come on.
Oh,
all right, I'm going to go to
all right, I'm ready. Colorado adults age 21 and older will be able on Wednesday to buy up to an ounce of marijuana for recreational use from a state licensed retailer.
But you can't go to the airport.
No, they have banned it at Denver International Airport. So if you have some, don't take it in there.
All right, what do we know about this train derailment, Kenny? I'm looking here earlier this morning. I saw some news about the city of Castleton having been evacuated because a tank car exploded. I thought it was, is it gasoline or oil that was in the car? Apparently they're worried about it.
I think it was oil.
Oil, yeah. You see the picture
there?
It's
crude oil.
Wow. Oof. I didn't think crude oil was that explosive. It could burn. It's so thick and gooey. It would take an awful lot to get that stuff to explode like that. There must have been one heck of a crash and sparks everywhere for that to blow up like that. That is not something, if it were jet fuel or gasoline or something, it would blow up pretty readily. But crude oil, very difficult. So this, imagine the black smoke is going to come out of this. You'll be able to see this thing for miles and miles and miles.
Well, said a freight train carrying crude oil hit another train hauling grain.
Yeah. How do you do that? That's not...
Yeah, they say you can see the fire and smoke from 25 miles away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not a pretty sight. People remember that at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, if you have not ordered Provia yet, this is a very good opportunity for you to do something about your hair that's waving goodbye. If your hair is waving goodbye, it's gone. You'd like to think that there was a way of you getting it back again that would be inexpensive, no muss, no fuss. And the folks at Chamonix have come up with Provia for just that reason. At the end of the treatment, you'll have stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair like nothing you've ever had before. In fact, well, how does this work? It cleanses the pores, gets that cheap shampoo that's dried like cement into your pores, thus keeping the follicles from growing. So what happens after that? You clean it out, follicles start growing again, and the ingredients in Provia make your hair stronger. It's an all-natural combination, making your hair vibrant. It's really like nothing you've ever tried before to bring your hair back, mostly because it'll work. For both men and women, call 800-525-8319. Give yourself a little present as you get into the new year. Make a resolution you want to bring your hair back and do it using Provia, 800-525-8319. Order Provia today, and you get Provia Super Concentrate for faster, more noticeable results. after you tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, they'll make you that deal. 800-525-8319 Provia. Cleanses the scalp, pushes out the follicles, makes your hair look better, thicker, richer. You'll think it's a godsend, and it is. 800-525-8319.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace might.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances, plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at L1226 through 1-5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
All right, let's see. I think, Roberta, you have the next story.
Oh, light bulbs.
Light bulbs.
Light bulbs.
We have light bulbs. I bought a whole cart full of light bulbs last night. And the reason for that
ones, right?
Is, yes, they're the old style 60-watt bulbs. So as long as they still have them, I'm going to keep buying them. But they're not making them anymore, right?
They're not making them anymore. They stopped making the 175-watt incandescent bulbs a year ago. But New Year's Day, now they're going to ban production of the 60s and the 40 watts. They want you to use the halogens or the LEDs, or better yet, you know, the fluorescence. I love the LED lights, actually. I think they're absolutely fabulous. Love LEDs. Sure. They last forever. So, like, for things that are high, you know, to reach, chandeliers or outside bulbs, you know, like above your driveway or something, the LEDs are incredible, and they use no electricity.
Really?
I mean, they're just sip electricity compared to the incandescent. So, in a way, this is good, but if you love the incandescent bulbs,
I find
then better
they don't
go out
last.
And get them.
I don't last. I don't find that they last at all, frankly. I think they're horrible. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So Beyonce has a new song, and she has been labeled insensitive by some of the folks that work at NASA, astronauts, et cetera, for sampling audio from the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster. You want to play just the beginning of that again, Michael, so people get
the
idea? This is the album that was released a couple of weeks ago and did so well without any promotion, isn't it, Kenny?
I think this a surprise. It just showed up. Nobody knew it was coming.
So is this controversy a surprise as well under the circumstances? Flight controllers looking very carefully at the situation, obviously a major malfunction. Those are the words you hear from the NASA public affairs officer. His name is Steve Nesbitt. As we remember back to 1986 and what happened, now it's 20 how many years later, a voice heard at the beginning of this song for this album. It's called XO, which means hugs and kisses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And XO mean hugs and kisses? Yeah.
What's the song about? Do we know exactly what the gist of the song is about?
It was written and produced by Ryan Tedder. And let's see here. The song is a tribute, supposedly, to the unselfish work, that's what they're saying, of the Challenger crew, and it's aimed at the moment included in the song is an emotionally difficult one for the Challenger families, but basically the audio is supposed to set up the story about a love. I don't know what that has to do with the
because if it's just a love song, I do think it's kind of insensitive. But if it's something where it's paying tribute to people that have gone or, you know, something like that, maybe it's not so much.
Should Beyonce have sampled Challenger? This is something, by the way, Krista McAuliffe, who grew up in Framingham, is a part of this. And so the locals are all yakking about this. This is insensitive. This is horrible. How could you do that? What do you think? 888-302-3684. I don't know. I tend to think that this is one of those made up controversies because they can try to take some nuance and ask somebody if you're offended by this, and somebody's going to say, yeah, right? Fright? I'm just looking at some of the other information that came with regard to this, and I haven't really gotten the gist of the song because we can't hear the whole thing, right? Has anybody listened to the whole song? No. I hear a lot of dead air. So yeah, that means
No, I haven't either. Mm. No,
that's why I asked.
She says it's supposed to help those who help heal those who have lost loved ones, and to remind us that unexpected things happen.
Okay.
Love and appreciate every minute that you have with those who mean the most to you.
All right, I buy that 100%. There's not anything in that message that Kenny just... Would you repeat that? I don't see it in any of the copy. I'm looking at three or four stories, and I don't see anything that really explains that as well as you just did.
This is from a statement she gave to Us Weekly. She's, Beyonce says that the song was recorded with the sincerest intention to help heal those who have lost loved ones and to remind us that unexpected things happen, so love and appreciate every minute that you have with those who mean the most to you.
Mm-hmm. Unexpected things happen. What is it, the old expression, life is what happens while you're making other plans?
And then my favorite, blank happens.
Yep. Yeah.
It's true, though. I mean, when she sets it up like that, I think it's okay. I don't think it's offensive at all.
Yeah. I think I don't find it a problem. But as usual, somebody either takes it out of context, doesn't get it all. I didn't understand it at first, and I thought, okay, maybe we need to know a little more about the song. On the surface, I don't know that I liked it a lot, but after hearing what Kenny just said, I approve 100%. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
It's that time again. Time to call up someone tall, dark, and handsome and ask him over at midnight. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. In Scotland, he's called the First Footer, and in theory, he's good luck. Years ago, the First Footer was supposed to be a stranger, but in a pinch, any dark-haired man you know will do. And why does he have to have dark hair? When this tradition started, the Vikings were plundering Britain, and no one wanted any blonde-headed marauders nearby anytime. And make sure your friend brings gifts. Some whiskey, that'll liven things up, and a lump of coal. That's supposed to bring you warmth, but if you finish the whiskey, you both won't care either way. The other option, fly to Edinburgh. Those Scots really party hardy. They go at it for 3 days straight around New Year's. There's even a Loony Duke, a nice cold dip in the River Forth. Then again, if a handsome guy or girl shows up at your door, or you've already got a honey, you might want to cuddle up at home. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
No!
You make them bundle up. We relieve your congestion.
Yay!
You challenge them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do,
faster!
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold, use as directed.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Different versions of that that we have been in and out of during the course of the morning. It's in an A-OK position. 34 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. I'm Dudley. Jennifer is here and Kenny, and we'll be joined in a few minutes by Andrea Metcalf, who is our fitness person. First, though, a couple of items from the news department. Officials insist the Olympic Games are going to be safe.
Except for a couple of
Never mind all the high-profile terror that's going on there. It'll be the best protected place in the world come next February. But it still will be one of the coldest places in the world, and you're still out of your mind for going there. So I look at it anyway.
So I take it you haven't bought your ticket yet.
No, in fact, I haven't. No, I'm going to take a ticket to west or south places where there is a warmth that we perhaps would feel more than the cold that you would feel going to Russia. How do you feel about the year ahead? About half of Americans expect 2014 to be better than 2013. Few people feel the U.S. has found the right path, but yet still Obama gets to be the most admired person, according to the poll from Gallup.
Ever.
Not ever, but this year, please. Whew. All right, now.
How about the Pope? How about
couple
the Pope?
Of,
that would have been a good one.
Yeah, the Pope actually was on the list.
He's on the list.
Frankly. Yeah, he was on the list. All right, so I had a couple of email that I wanted to share with you. All I have to do is find
They run away from you again? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, that happens from time to time. And meanwhile, there is controversy about the Beyonce song and the line. If you did not hear, we played a little bit of it. The quote from the song samples audio from the Challenger disaster in January of 1986. She said, quote, "My heart goes out to the families of those lost in the disaster. The song XO, which means hugs and kisses, was recorded with the sincerest intention to help heal those who have lost loved ones and to remind us," this is the key part, I think, "that unexpected things happen, so love and appreciate every minute that you have with those who mean the most to you." It sure is. What's the old expression? Life is what happens while you're making other plans. Brian is in, where are you? Connecticut? I can't see where you are, but I'm sure it's somewhere good. Oh, you're in Oregon. Okay. Hi. Welcome to Good Day, sir. There's a sunshine beam on my call commander here, so that's why I can't see your name. How are you doing, sir? Happy New Year. I guess it would be good if we... Oh, you know what I have? Michael, I hit the other side. Hold on a minute. Let me see. You got it?
Hold on, Brian.
All right, Brian, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you fine, Jeff.
Good. So, what do you think about this Beyonce song and whether it's appropriate to use that audio?
I think it was a little bit inappropriate. However, I was listening to NPR last night, and they were talking about the song, and they said that she had a close relationship with NASA. She's from Houston, apparently. And,
she is from Houston.
And she went to liftoffs and had an association with the gang there and was well-liked.
And I have to say, speaking from someone who is around Beyonce's age, the Challenger was a big deal for me as a kid growing up. I mean, it was probably one of the first iconic one of those first American events or American tragedies that brought people together that I can really recall clearly. And being in that age group, I mean, the Challenger could have really impacted her life, especially if she's from that area where everybody is related to NASA. I mean, that area of the country is just NASA territory.
Well, sure. And I can see how she was drawn. I think it might not have been appropriate, but I can see it probably came from a good place.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
I mean, when you understand it, that's what oftentimes happens when you hear these things at first. And, oh, my God, that's terrible. Then you think about it or you listen to their reasoning, and it makes a whole lot of sense. Brian, thank you. Again, Happy New Year. Good to have you on here on the Good Day program. All kinds of input from people in various ways. Here's an email from a lady who is upset with me because I made a comment earlier. She says, "I repeatedly hear you bash Walmart with the claim that they move in and destroy local mom-and-pop businesses, leaving downtowns blighted and economies down. My experience is the exact opposite. I live in central Louisiana. There are super Walmarts within a six-mile radius, three of them, between here and downtown Alexandria, Louisiana. Two of these are replacements for earlier standard Walmarts. The Super Walmart in Pineville moved from its previous location to a site less than a mile down the road. Old location was repurposed to a Lowe's Home Improvement Center and a Dollar General. The area around the new Super Center has been developed almost completely to include locally owned restaurants, shoe stores, bookstores, locally owned and run fitness center, denture maker." Okay, got it. A similar result occurred. The first Super Center was opened in Alexandria. Okay. So I got your story, Robert Ferguson in Pineville, Louisiana. Thank you for your input. I have two examples, one of them from southern Illinois in an area where my mother grew up, another in Tiffin, Ohio, where I spent a lot of time. They put up a new Walmart, and the old one just sits there empty and decaying. It looks awful. The downtown area of Tiffin, as I was saying when I first made this reference, is in terrible shape. In comparison to what it was when I was a college student there, and much of it has to do with the arrival of Walmart. So I'm sure you can find examples of both. I call attention to the negative, not because I'm a negative guy, but because I don't like Walmart. So that's, you know, that's my prerogative and my pejorative. You have a different point of view. I'm happy to give it air and time. So thank you for your opinion. Here's another one from Darla, who's in Pennsylvania, listening to WTYM. "I caught part of your show. You guys were talking about nuts and nut allergies. It seems like you're downplaying the serious effects of these allergies, but they can have just as deadly a bee sting. They can be just as deadly as a bee sting is for some people. The airway can swell up." Okay, so I understand the comments. I was busy doing something else at the time, but when I heard it, I thought it was funny, although the ban on peanut butter sandwiches isn't, because children will swap lunches. Children give them, severe reactions. I don't know where all this came from. What, if you didn't hear the beginning of the conversation, what I said had to do with a conversation that developed, I think, with Dr. Ken Kronhaus and I about whether or not mothers who are pregnant should be eating nuts to build an immunity in their babies mm-hmm. to allergies. That's where the story came from, and I thought it made a lot of sense given that immunity starts with the mother, and it comes from the mother being exposed to lots of things that will help her son or daughter in the womb to develop a strength and immunity that many children are not having because everybody's afraid to do anything based on a lot of misinformation. That peanut thing has been way blown out of proportion. And the way to fix it, and that's really what I came up with here in this conversation, was to have the mother eat peanuts and walnuts and cashews or whatever so that there won't be a problem. I mean, to ban peanut butter and have these children allergic or people are worried. I mean, everybody's worried about everything, for God's sakes. Let's have a little bit of research done. Yes, the allergy can be dangerous. Yes, the allergy can have deadly consequences. But how much of it really is a problem? And people will say, well, you want to take a chance with somebody who might have it? But I'd like to have the correct information. I'd like to not have everybody running, screaming out of the cafeteria, oh, there's a peanut butter jelly sandwich in there. Ah!
Well, I think, I mean, the question is just how did this all start? Because even when I was going to school, Doug, and I know when you were going to school, too, we didn't have the big peanut issues that are going on now. I think the bigger question is why? What's causing all of this?
And I just maintain that it's because people don't have strong immune systems that are built up over exposure to this stuff, and that's a way to fix it. All right. So having said that, Andrea Metcalf is going to talk about a new app that lets you track your activity with an iPhone. Fitbit in the focus. Andrea Metcalf, our fitness instructor, you're coming up on Good Day.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
At the Sears New Year's celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at L1226 or 15. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
This report brought to you by J.P. Morgan Chase. According to an IMF study, about one-third of the U.S. unemployment rate is due to the gap between the skills job seekers have and the skills employers need. J.P. Morgan Chase has launched a new program called New Skills at Work to address this challenge. Using data analysis, partnerships with leading nonprofits, and engagement with local leaders, the initiative will support workforce training programs that directly impact local communities. Peter Scheer, head of corporate responsibility for J.P. Morgan Chase.
So the skills gap is a very serious problem. There are 4 million jobs which remain open in the United States, while 11 million Americans are unemployed. This disconnect is in need of a solution, and J.P. Morgan Chase felt it was our responsibility to step up and do our part. So we're investing $250 million over the next 5 years in a collaborative initiative to analyze and to remedy this gap. We will conduct research that explores local-level workforce challenges and scale training models to meet both the supply and demand sides of this critical problem.
For more information, visit newskillsatwork.com.
It's time to get your game plan ready. Stretch those muscles and give it your all at Rite Aid this January. Come in and get up to $50 in Plus Up Rewards during the Plus Up Rewards games. Thousands of products qualify. And you have all month to shop with your Wellness Plus card and score more rewards. Up to $50 in Rite Aid store credit just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only December 29th, 2013 through January 25th, 2014. Plus Up Rewards limited to Wellness Plus card. See RiteAid.com for details.
I had Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports.
Good points.
Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
All right, Andrea Metcalf is here, AndreaMetcalf.com and NakedFitness.com. The new year is the focus of lots of our conversation, as you might expect today and maybe even through the rest of the week, the ways for you to stay fit. I don't feel, Andrea, like this year has been as bad, in quotation marks, as has been the case in previous years. Maybe it's just because my own focus has been to stay away from food, and I haven't gained a pound during this last 6-7 weeks. But there are a lot of people who are looking at some of these reports, the end-of-year reports. There's one that suggests that the obesity epidemic can be beaten. And I wonder if some of these apps, we're all about technology. You, of all people, I don't know anybody who's more into technology than you are. So I wonder what you think about apps like this Fitbit that is supposed to help you.
I love technology, Doug. You're right. And there are plenty of apps out there. MyFitnessPal, Lose It. And there's not that there's so many new ones, but what's happening is the tracking devices that go with these, like you said, the Fitbit. They had a Flex that came out in May, and then they have a new one called the Force. Well, the Flex is water resistant. You can wear it swimming, but it's going to track your sleep activity, restless and deep sleep. It's going to track your just your activity level, and then of course your steps. And these devices that are Bluetooth enabled, you don't have to plug them into your computer. They automatically upload, and every time you're near it, are really helping people be aware. And when we're more aware of what we're doing, we become a little bit more successful. And I think that's what's really changed. Plus, it's no longer the big weight loss drop. It's about what can you do to be healthy? What can you do when you feel healthier?
Yeah.
And I think that emotional response is something that's far greater than any number on the scale.
One of the things also that I saw as we got to the end of the year, looking for some of the stories that I may have lost, the fact that exercise may be able to combat those who have low sex drive, especially for women, people who are on antidepressants, that sort of thing. What do you know about exercise increasing a woman's interest in sex?
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head. What we're finding is that exercise helps restore some of the normal hormonal levels that drop off when we're in adrenal failure or under high levels of stress. And remember, exercise can help reduce cortisol, which is that stress hormone, which then allows for the estrogen and the testosterone to be at greater levels to increase sex drive. And there's no doubt that there is research that shows that people who work out regularly have better sex lives. So, you know, the key here is you can burn a few calories having sex, but if you do a little run beforehand, you might end up being able to last a lot longer if you come in and you meet with somebody.
There you go. There's the secret to success right there. All right, speaking of success, Andrea's most successful fitness coach that I know of, and that's why I like to have her here on the program. Naked Fitness is her website, or you can go to AndreaMetcalf.com. Happy New Year, Andrea.
This portion of the Good Day Show is sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometers. Friends, did you know that Exergen is rated the most accurate temperature read and has been proven by more published studies than any other thermometer? Take it from me, health expert Andrea Metcalf. This cold season, make sure to have one for your family. I've got one, so should you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. To find out more, go to Exergen.com.
All
healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Bon Jovi from the movie New Year's Eve. He was in that. I think that was Catherine Hagel who played the female lead in that, if I remember correctly, right?
Mm-hmm. It was.
I thought it was not a bad... She never does anything to impress me, but it was an okay movie.
And it was
the movies like that are just made... They're cool company movies. You either like the company of what you're watching, you don't. They're not made to win Oscars.
No.
And critical awards. They're made to, entertain the public
like
and play.
Valentine's Day or the other. It's like Love Actually, in fact. These are really good movies, consumer-oriented movies. People like them. You feel good when you leave. Why? These stupid critics who always want to chase, there's no good acting in there.
I don't care.
What does that mean? You go and have a good time, and you feel good when you leave. So, as far as I'm concerned, drop another.
Having said that, Love Actually is a better film than New Year's Eve, though.
Yeah,
I have to put on my critical hat there.
So is Valentine's Day.
If you want to see the best New Year's Eve movie ever, it's of course my favorite film, the 1972 film, The Poseidon Adventure.
Yeah, that is a good movie. You're right about that. All right, so we're going to check out. It's New Year's Eve, and we've got a movie that was number one during this week in 2001 as the subject matter of our contest. So we're going to get at that right now. If you know the answer, if you know what the movie is, you'll call us at 888-302-3684. 888-302-DOUG. All right, let's see here. What do we have? Looks like cut number one.
Resolution number one. Oh, obviously we'll lose 20 pounds.
I don't think we have to play any more cuts, do we?
Got it.
Everybody got it?
I got it.
One more. All right, play one more cut.
We'll find nice, sensible boyfriend to go out with and not continue to form...
This is 888-302-3684 is a gimme. Swell prize if you've not won before on Movie Moments. And you know what this is? Help yourself. Again, the number is 888-302-DOUG. In the meantime, Chucker is going to have movie news for us in just a moment. So stand by for that.
It's time to get your game plan ready. Stretch those muscles and give it your all at Rite Aid this January. Come in and get up to $50 in Plus Up Rewards during the Plus Up Rewards games. Thousands of products qualify, and you have all month to shop with your Wellness Plus card and score more rewards. Up to $50 in Rite Aid store credit just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only December 29th, 2013 through January 25th, 2014. Plus Up Rewards loaded to Wellness Plus card. See RiteAid.com for details.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free Doolittle Raiders hat. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace, Mike.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
Chugger has some movie news for us based on his experience. He went to see a movie last night. There are a number of good movies that I want to see that I haven't seen yet, and this is one of them. What is it called? The Wizard of Wall Street?
The Wolf of Wall Street. My wife went to see it last night. I would say this is Leonardo DiCaprio's best performance.
Really?
He really is outstanding in the film. The running time, Doug, is 3 hours, but I got to be honest, it flew by. It felt like about an hour and 50 to me, and I probably could have watched another hour of it. Now, Martin Scorsese, the director, has received some criticism. There's some people, even in the industry, who have criticized him. Some have written open letters saying he really glorifies the character that DiCaprio plays of Jordan Belfort, a penny stock scammer of the 1990s. That's in the eye of the beholder, but at the end, I found very, very little redeeming value in the character. But the movie is extremely well made, and it's very entertaining, and I think it's one of the year's best. I like it.
Do you see the top 10 movie list of 2013? Pretty interesting. I guess this is based on gross. Iron Man took in $1,215,439,000
worldwide. It's a good film. My favorite popcorn film of the year was Star Trek. The new Star Trek film, Into the Darkness. Yeah. The most powerful film I saw this year would be 12 Years a Slave, which I think is going to win the Oscar for Best Picture.
Despicable Me took in $918 million. Fast and Furious 6, $788 million. Hunger Games, $771 million. Monsters University, $743 million. All right, Diana in Salisbury, Maryland. What's the name of that movie?
Bridget Jones' Diary.
That is correct, man. Number one movie this week in 2001. Happy New Year. You get the prize, Chucker. Happy New Year.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.